Hello and welcome everyone to episode 53 of the Ducky O'Brien Show. And today we have more SBC gaming related content. The main thing I'll be going over is using your Miu Mini Plus as an MP3 player, the experience of doing that, and some settings you might want to tweak. Before we begin, I would like to thank you for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. Also, today's format is going to be a little bit different. Normally what I would do is I would clip the audio out of my YouTube videos and then I will listen to it and then insert in any additions to clarify, at least in terms of the words you're hearing, what the content's about. So today I decided to kind of take a different approach. I'm going to go from scratch. I'm not going to read off of a script and I'm going to try to keep it more natural and also try to keep in mind the words I'm using and realize that people are only listening to the audio. If you like this better, please let me know. If you don't like it better, please also let me know and I'll go back to the old format. Before we begin, I got some updates. Not that anyone cares, but this is my podcast. I do whatever I want with it. So some of the episodes are completely random. Just want to talk, you know? Just want to talk. Anyways, I got a couple of new consoles and I'm going to be making a lot of content for them. Mostly guides, obviously. But I have an M17. I also have a yellow Datafrog SF2000, and then I recently got a RG35XXH from the TikTok shop. Now, the M17 and the yellow Datafrog I got from AliExpress. I bought it from the Cute Living store. That store seems pretty legitimate. If you want to know the stats, let me go look it up real quick. So I paid $31.87 for the M17. And they added the tax on top of that, so that was a total of $37.11. And then the Datafrog was $15.25. It was like a one-time welcome deal. That's the price that you see if you go to AliExpress without logging in, and it's usually about $5 more expensive. They're very shady like that, where they try to trick you into going there, and the price is lower than it is. Also, I noticed there's a sale that's going to happen recently. And what they did was they give you like a $5 off coupon. But then I noticed that a lot of stores raise their prices by $5. So you're not really saving any money there. That's kind of shady too. Also, it took roughly 7 days for it to arrive at my house when I ordered it. It was kind of interesting where they seemed to ship it to the destination port using an airplane. And then once it cleared customs, it came to my house via USPS Priority. And then the RG35XXH from TikTok shop, they also charge tax. It's $664. And that's really high. It's like 20%. The actual price of the unit was $32.43. And what I noticed was they would give you free shipping. But before they give you free shipping, they would add a fake shipping cost, like $9. And then they would remove that. And the reason why I think they do that is so they can charge you more for the tax. And I don't think they're giving that to the US government. So they're probably pocketing that tax money. But yeah, $40 for a 35XXH is really good. And I think it's really good. When I opened it, it felt premium when I was holding it compared to the M17 and Datafrog. Obviously, it's more expensive. But that said, the RG35XXH was only $5 more than the M17. That's a crazy price. But if you want to use TikTok shop, I wouldn't recommend it unless you already have TikTok. But what I did was I used a completely different email and I made it just specifically for TikTok and AliExpress. And then when they require a phone number, I gave them a Google Voice phone number. And the only thing they're going to get is my name and my address, unfortunately. I don't have a P.O. box yet. That's kind of expensive, and I don't have the money for it. But yeah, I pay everything with PayPal, and if there's any problems, I can open a dispute. And if PayPal doesn't give me the refund, if something happens, then I can go through my credit card company, try to do a chargeback. But so far, it's been pretty good. My experience has been pretty good. Everything works out of the box. And yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm going to be honest, the M17 and the Datafrog definitely do feel cheaper after using the Miu Mini Plus for so long. If you don't have the money, then the M17 is definitely nicer. But if you can't afford the M17, the Datafrog is okay if you're happy with playing mostly NES and Game Boy Color games, like Super Nintendo and Game Boy Advance, might struggle with it a little bit. But yeah, the TikTok shop deal, I ordered from Ambernic Direct, and it came in 8 days. It came with USPS Parcel Select, which is a little bit different, but the shipping time was pretty much the same. It kind of seems to, I don't know, that's kind of weird, but I think they have their own distribution centers, and what they do is they put it on a flight that goes closest to you, and then from the destination center or distribution center, they hand it off to the local shipping service, which for me is the USPS. I don't know how they do it, but they seem to have infrastructure in place in the States. That's a little worrisome, but that'll be a topic for another day. Oh yeah, for TikTok too, don't keep it on your phone. Force stop the app, and then delete the data, delete the cache, and then uninstall the app as soon as you make the order. And then after the order comes through and everything is good, delete your account and never touch it again. There's minimal security risk that way, but yeah, you are going to have to install the app unless you use like an Android emulator, and we don't know how much information it's collecting. That said, if you guys are paranoid about security and privacy, do not use Uber and Lyft. The amount of permissions they have for accessing your device is crazy. I heard something like one of the apps can record your screen and everything, so yeah, let's keep that in mind, fellas. Okay, why don't we go into... Oh, before we begin, one other thing. I'm going to put this in my SBC Gaming News segment, but just a brief update. The A30 for Miu has been announced, so it looks like a Game Boy Micro. Basically, a horizontal Miu Mini V4. I hope it uses the same screen, because the V4 screen is really sharp. It's the same form factor, in that it's very tiny, but it's horizontal. And there's one analog stick, so... I think that'll be cool if they can keep it cheap. I think it should be the same price as the Miu Mini V4 or the Miu Mini Plus. So roughly $60 with it on sale for like $50 to $55. That'll be great. And then the Flip is coming later, and I saw it. And yeah, it looks gorgeous. Time will tell if the hinges hold up, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, why don't we get into the episode now? For me, the reason why I decided to check it out as an MP3 player is a dude left a comment on one of my videos, and I didn't really have enough information or experience, so I gave him some information I can find online, and then I was like, you know, this is not good enough. Let me just spend a couple of hours, you know, figuring out stuff for myself, and it ended up taking a few days, but yeah. So I use it as an MP3 player, and it's actually pretty decent. The only real flaw is the fact that the auto shutoff feature doesn't work, and that's only a concern if you're listening to music while falling asleep. Then I would recommend turning on the system sleep timer. You have to turn it off when you're using it, because when you're listening to music, it will not stop the system timer. And I like that. I'd rather have it that way. So the max time you can have on the system sleep timer is, I believe, 30 minutes. And so after 30 minutes, if you're not pushing any buttons on the Miu Mini Plus, it'll go to sleep. And so you'll have to wake it up by pressing the power button one time, and it'll go back to playing. If you want to keep it that way, you can. I turned off the sleep timer, and so I can listen to music until the battery runs out. It's up to you, though. And then the other thing is there's a little blip when you finish a track. So when you use the track forward, it doesn't show up, but when you're listening to music and it ends and goes to the next one, a little blip sound when you turn on your Miu Mini or turn it off, it sounds like that, and I heard it through my headphones. So I'm not sure if it's my unit, but that was a little bit, it kind of took me out of the listening experience, and you know, it'd be better if it wasn't there, but maybe that's because of the new PWM setting for version 4.3.0 of Onion OS. But I might experiment with that and see if increasing or decreasing that will get rid of the blip. Another thing is just a minor concern, but the screen is notorious on the Miu Mini Plus and the Miu Mini V4s, or you know, the V2s, V3s, whatever version you have. If you just like drop it just a little bit, some people had their screens disintegrate, you know? I'm exaggerating here, but like a slight impact will break this thing. If you're going to use it in your pocket, if you're going to work out with it, if you're going to go running with it, I would highly recommend securing it to your person somehow. Get a full case for it, or get a bumper case at the very least. Lanyard, duct tape it to yourself, like do something so it won't fall out of your pocket, and then you're going to lose your handheld. Okay, so I'll go through and detail the steps that you need to take in order to use it as an MP3 player. For starters, we're going to be using the GMU Music app, and for that, you're going to need to install Onion OS. And installing Onion OS is very easy. I would recommend using a tool called Onion Desktop Tools. This is a legitimate tool because the person who made it is Schmertzum, and that guy is one of the main contributors to Onion OS. So him and a small crew make Onion OS, and he's the guy who made the tool. So, you know, trust the guy who made the OS to make a tool that'll work. And if you look at it, basically what it's doing is it's taking the individual tools, like, I think it uses FAT32 format. I might be saying that wrong, but, you know, GUI format, Rufus, you use a tool to format your micro SD card into FAT32, and then you're just copying the files over. There's little options, and it's like a handy-dandy user interface that has a graphical interface that makes it a little bit easier if you don't want to do things yourself. If you're paranoid and you don't want to look through the source code in terms of security, I would recommend running everything under a virtual machine. That is the second safest way to make sure nothing wrong happens. The first being you use a machine or a computer that's completely offline and disconnected from any network, and then you just keep formatting that thing and never connect it to a network again. There's a surprising amount of exploits that can live in firmware as well, so even if you format your device, you can still get impacted by any security risk or security flaws, exploits, whatever. It's crazy these days, but yeah, the safest way is to use a machine that's completely offline and you never connect it to anything. You never put any sort of information on that machine. Second is using a virtual machine, but yeah. The other way to do it is to do it yourself. So I would recommend using, I like GUI format because it's simple. You just select your micro SD card, you connect it to your computer using a little USB adapter. You can use the ones that came with the device. Those are likely to last way longer than the micro SD card itself that came with the device. Those are notorious for failing or getting corrupted. You can use it if you want. If you don't care about the possibility of losing save files, it's fine. I would recommend getting a new SD card from a reputable seller. Anyways, you can use an SD card reader. I'm using one that came with my Samsung SD card. These are pretty nice. And it's very simple. I plug it into my computer after putting the SD card in. Make sure you select the right drive, and you're going to format the micro SD card to FAT32. Now just keep in mind here, I've seen so many posts. When you format something, it means you erase everything. It's all gone. So if you're using a micro SD card, let's say it had like family photos on it, those are going to disappear. Now technically speaking, depending on how you did the format, sometimes you do a quick format, which means you erase the table entries that point to the files. So if you're using some sort of file recovery program, it might be possible to get things like pictures back or small files. Videos and stuff, it's going to be next to impossible. You're going to need some sort of like, I don't know, FBI, CIA level of software to get those files back. Just consider it gone. So if you want to keep anything, make sure you back it up somewhere before you format. I'm just letting people know because I read so many posts on Reddit where people are like, I formatted my card and now everything is gone. I'm like, yes, that's what it means. After you format it, you're going to download Onion OS from the GitHub, the official Onion GitHub, and then you're going to extract it with a program like 7-Zip. You're going to copy all the contents to the root of your micro SD card. And then you're going to eject your micro SD card from Windows. If you're using Mac, you're going to eject it from your Mac computer. Make sure you eject it because I've also seen a lot of people just yoink it out while it's like writing data. And that's going to corrupt your card, fellas. Always safely eject it, okay? And then take the micro SD card, plug it back into your Miu Mini Plus, turn it on, and it's going to finish the installation process. It's going to take a couple of minutes, so let it complete. and then you'll have Onion OS. I highly recommend using it. It's a really good operating system. There's so many features on it. It's crazy because the more I use it and the more I look into the code, the more features I find, and there's stuff that I don't even know about that I'm going to get into later that I heard from the developer, Schmerzim himself, for some features of GMU that I didn't even know. So after you turn it on, you're going to install GMU. So you do that by going to the apps folder, and then you're going to see a program called Package Manager. You're going to start that, and then you're going to tap R1s to go into the apps tab. Then you can go all the way down to GMU. It's going to be Music Player, parentheses, GMU. And you're going to turn the slider to on, and you're going to hit start twice. And that will install it and exit out of Package Manager. Now, when you go back to the apps folder, you're going to see the music player at the very end of the list. And then you're going to go there. You're going to start it once. It'll create all the files if it hasn't already. And then you're going to exit by holding the menu button and pressing select. That will exit GMU. And then you're going to have to turn your device off, take your micro SD card out, and then put it into your adapter again and plug it into your computer. Now we're going to transfer the music files over and we're going to change some settings. I will say, if you don't like transferring files by taking out the micro SD card, you can use a wireless method. There's a couple of them. This one I like because it's very simple. So you're going to have to boot your MIUI Mini Plus again, and then you're going to go into settings and Wi-Fi. You're going to turn it on, and then you're going to connect it to your home network. I will note here that for my device and a few other people's, the Wi-Fi connection is very spotty and you have to be very close to your router. I'm not entirely sure if it's a problem with the router or we have some flawed Wi-Fi antennas or controllers on our devices, because other people, they work fine. They can take their device anywhere in the house and it works completely fine. For me, it doesn't really work that well. I have to be like right next to it. This method isn't really useful for me, but maybe it might be useful for you. So you're going to back out, and you're going to go into the apps folder again. You're going to go to the Tweaks app, and you're going to go to the Network section. Within that section, you're going to enable HTTP web-based file sync. Once you enable it, what you can do is you can connect to your MIUI Mini Plus using the MIUI Mini Plus's local IP address. The IP address of your handheld is going to be at the very top of the Tweaks network section. It's usually going to be 192.168.0. and then end with a number. It might be a little bit different depending on your router. So you're going to write that IP address down, and then you're going to go back to your PC, and you start a browser, and then you're just going to type in that IP address. So if yours was 192.168.0.100, type that in exactly into your web browser, and then hit enter. It'll pop up with a graphical user interface, and you can manage all the files there. You can drag and drop files. You can edit files if you want. Also, keep in mind here, I wouldn't recommend using this on public Wi-Fi because anyone can access your device. I think there is a way to put in like a username and password to log in, but by default, that's turned off, so it's very insecure. I would only use it in your home network. Also, if the connection is spotty, try bringing your MIUI closer to your router. If it's already right next to it, it's not going to work, so I would just use the micro SD card adapter. Anyways, I thought I would mention that, and now we're going to go into editing the settings. So the first one you should have edited is the system sleep timer. That's in settings. You scroll all the way down. At the bottom, there's going to be a sleep timer. Just turn that off or leave it at 30 minutes, whatever you want. Make sure you turn the setting back to 5 minutes after you're done using it as an MP3 player though, because what it means is if you leave your handheld on, it will stay on until it's dead, until the battery's drained. So if you're forgetful, I would just leave it to 30 minutes max. So when you're copying over your songs, I would recommend putting them into their own directories based on the playlist that you want. So let's say you wanted to have a playlist for working out. I would create a folder called Workout and then put all your songs in there that you want on the playlist. You're going to copy it to the Media Music folder. When you import the songs to a playlist, you can do it by directory, and that makes it very easy to set up your playlist if all your songs in each playlist are already in separate folders, and that's why I recommend that. And in terms of the file supported, it pretty much supports everything. Ogvorbis, MP3, MP2, MusePack, FLAC. Okay, now for the settings that you want to edit, I would highly recommend rebinding the next and previous track buttons. The default is L1 and R1, and these back triggers are extremely easy to press. I managed to set them off just by putting the Miu Mini Plus on the table. It just pressed it. Now, I tested it in many pants pockets. Not many, but three. So baggy sweats were okay, but putting the device into the pocket got some key presses. The khakis were sort of okay, and then skinny jeans were unusable because what would happen is your leg or the pants, depending on which side you put the Miu Mini in, it will press the triggers and it will keep skipping tracks just by walking. The sweats were the best in that, you know, I tried doing a lot of things and I would get a button press here and there. The best way I found is to put the screen side toward your leg and then the trigger buttons toward the outside of your pocket. The only problem is as you're putting it into your pocket, the triggers may snag on your pocket lining. And yeah, that's gonna cause a skip there, but it's way better than putting the trigger buttons facing your leg because you're more likely gonna press it unless you're wearing skinny jeans, in which case it doesn't matter which way you put it in, you're gonna get those triggers pressed. Easy way to kind of alleviate this problem is to rebind it to Menu plus L1 and Menu plus R1. As far as I know, those key combinations are not used for GMU, so you're not overriding anything that's being used already. This will let you not skip tracks by putting the device in your pocket. Now, if you're just holding it, you can just leave it as is because the controls work fine. The downside to this is, let's say you want to put your hand in your pocket and change tracks. Now you have to hold Menu and then press L1 or R1. So no matter what, it's going to be a little bit inconvenient, but it's totally fine, still usable. And so how you edit it is you're going to go into the app GMU folder and you're going to edit the miu.keymat file. Now before you edit it, I would highly recommend making a backup. The easiest way is to copy and paste the file into that directory. And then you can rename it if you want. I just leave it as is because I'm lazy. And then open it with Notepad. So you can right click on the file and then say open with Notepad. Scroll all the way down to the previous track and next track entries. You're going to change it from L1 to Mod plus L1 and then R1 to Mod plus R1. Mod is spelled uppercase M-O-D and then there are no spaces between the plus and the Mod and the R1. And then save the changes. And now when you launch GMU, it won't skip tracks by mistake if you're putting it in your pocket. Now let's say you want to change it back. What you can do is delete the miu.keymat file and then rename the file that you made to miu.keymat and then you should be good to go. There's another setting that you can change if you want. So the default behavior of GMU is to turn the backlight power off in 20 seconds. Now, I like this because it saves me a lot of battery power and I can listen to music for way longer. But let's say you're setting up the device and it's getting annoying, you can make it last a little bit longer. This is going to be in the gmu.miu.com file in the app GMU folder. You're going to open that. You're going to back that up again. Make a backup just in case you mess things up. You're going to open it in Notepad and you're going to scroll all the way to the bottom and there's going to be an entry called SDL.seconds until backlight power off equals 20. Change that to any value that's higher. For me, a minute was usable. Any higher and you're going to risk just killing the battery power. Unless you want to see the display, then by all means, leave it on for as long as you want. Okay, that's it. Now we're going to have to eject the micro SD card and you can put it back in the Miu Mini Plus. And we're going to create the playlist now. So it's pretty simple. You're going to go into the apps folder and then start GMU. And in the first window, this is the main window. It's going to show you all the files available and all the directories. Now, if you want to switch screens, you're going to press select. So the next screen will be the playlist window. And the next screen will be the track window, the track info window. And then when you press select, it'll go back to the main window. When you're in the main window, you're going to highlight a folder, and then there's two things you can do to add it to the playlist. If you press X, it'll add it to the current playlist. So whatever playlist you have, it'll add those songs, the entire directory, to the bottom of the playlist. What I would recommend doing is if you're making these new playlists, these separate ones, If you hold menu and press Y, it will add that directory to a new playlist. Press select, and then you're going to go into the playlist menu. And then from here, you're going to hold menu and press A, and they'll bring up a little screen that lets you save or load playlists. You're going to hit A to save, and it'll show you a list of playlists to pick from. Now we can add more, and we can change the names, and we're going to do that next. So you're going to set it into all the genres or playlists 1 through 10, and then save it. Whenever you go back to that screen, you can load those playlists by pressing Y on it. Just be careful not to save when you want to load, because that will overwrite that playlist, and you're going to have to remake it. Very easy to mistakenly press A, because I do that by reflex now, where I think A is everything. Like, it confirms everything. So, like, in my mind, I'm thinking I get to pick save or load. Pressing A will just save it automatically, so be careful. Okay, so after you make all your playlists and then you save them, you're going to turn the device off and you're going to put the micro SD card back into your computer. And now we're going to edit the playlist names, and we can add more playlists if you want. So we're going to do that by going back into the app GMU folder, and we're going to open up the gmu.mu.com file again. I would recommend making another backup. And then we're going to scroll down to the section that says gmu.playlist-save-presets. And here you can rename any of your playlists. You can add more playlists if you want. They're pointing to M3U files. So make the changes you want and then save it, and then leave that text file open. And you're going to go back into that directory, the same directory of those files, and you're going to see all your playlists there saved as .mgu files. So for example, if you add playlist number 1.mgu, and then you went into the gmu.mu.com file and you changed playlist number 1 to mycoolsongs.mgu, pick playlist number 1.mgu, the actual file, and then match that name. If you don't match the names, it's not going to find it. So whatever name changes you made in the gmu.mu.com file, match the same changes in the actual playlist in that directory. I would recommend copying and pasting the names instead of typing it, because when you do that, you can have a typo and not recognize it, and then you're going to have to go back and change it if GMU is not finding that playlist. Now, if you want to import a playlist, you're going to have to change the directory structure of the song, because it's going to be different. I would recommend just making a new playlist using GMU. If you're savvy enough, it's very simple. You can use a terminal and just batch rename those files. And that's pretty much it. So now you have your playlist set up, you have your songs organized, and then you can start listening to it. I'm going to go over the controls very briefly. Going back to GMU, the first window is the main window. You can press X to add a directory to your current playlist. You can press menu and Y to add that directory to a new playlist. Now if you press A, you can just start playing a song. It'll play immediately and it won't override the playlist. So that's something if you just want to check out a song, you can do it. If you hold the menu button, you'll see new options. The insert file option will insert the selected file into the current playlist right after the currently playing song in that playlist. If you press select, you'll be in the playlist screen. You can press A to start a song going. If you press B, it will remove that song from the playlist. Keep in mind, if you make any changes, it doesn't save it until you actually save the playlist. Pressing X will switch between modes. The default is continue, so play your songs in order and then stop when it reaches the end. You can switch to repeat all. You can repeat one track. You can go to random, and you can go to random and repeat. So random will go through songs randomly and then continue going through your playlist over and over again. Now if you hold menu here, you'll see different options as well. Holding menu and pressing B will clear the entire playlist. Holding menu and pressing A will bring up that save load playlist menu we talked about before. And then holding menu and pressing right on a song will make that song play next. Holding menu and pressing L2 will bring up the information window about GMU. You can see anything you want in there, and then press A to exit out of that window. Here's the option I mentioned before. Holding menu and pressing down will cycle through all of the auto shutoff options. You can cycle between 15 minutes, 30, 60, 90, and then after last track. But the thing is, like, I tested it out and it doesn't turn off the Miu Mini Plus, it restarts it. So it's not as useful as I want it to be, because let's say you're going to fall asleep and you're guessing that you got like 60 minutes left. System sleep timer is 30 minutes max, I believe. So you want that auto shut off of 60 minutes, but it will restart the device. So you don't get the benefits of it. I don't know if it's bugged or if I'm using it improperly, but I would recommend turning on the system timer to 30 minutes and just leaving it like that instead of risking just leaving your device on until the battery drains. If you press select again, you'll be at the track information window. If you press A, it'll switch between the text and the image. You can put in covers for your songs, by the way, and you'll see it here. Text only, text and then spectral analyzer. It's just those blue bars going up and down with the music. And then pressing B will turn the text on or off. I think this window isn't as useful because of the default display timeout, but if you increase it, you can actually take a look at it and just stare at it. Pretty much done going through it. Before I go over my general experience and summary and conclusion, I have some information from Smertz. He left a comment on the YouTube video that I made. Oh, I'll link my YouTube video and written article in the description so you can get more information and links to all the sources. But yeah, you can add a cover art file, and it can't be more than 500 by 500 pixels, and it has to be smaller than 100 kilobytes. The embedded covers in MP3 files should work too. This is pretty neat. I don't know how to use it because I haven't tinkered around enough with it, but GMU includes a web server so you can control the Miu Mini Plus remotely. I think that'd be cool if you have it hooked up somewhere and you're using like an aux cable to like a speaker system and you're hiding it away somewhere, then you can control it remotely if it's connected to Wi-Fi. That's one thought I just had, but yeah, I don't know what else you can do with it. It can support lyrics too. You didn't test it yet. I didn't even know that was possible. And then you can create playlists for online radios. You can change the skins. And yeah, he says SMB is a good and easy way to transfer files too. That's pretty cool. The YouTuber who left a comment about using it as an MP3 player and asking questions was It's a Copy. And then my buddy Glitch left some comments too. Very, very supportive. Thanks, Glitch. Appreciate you. We'll just summarize it and we'll end it there. I think it's pretty decent. Now, if you're looking for just a dedicated MP3 player, I wouldn't buy a Miu Mini Plus. The reason being is you can get a dedicated MP3 player for way cheaper. Like, I like the SanDisk Clips. I don't know if they're still good, but that's what I had in college. They're going to have way better battery life because they can only play MP3 files. It's going to be easier to use because you can just drag and drop things. They're probably going to have software to create playlists for you. And it's probably going to have a more seamless experience. You can put it in your pocket. It'll be okay. If you drop it, it should be okay. If you lose it, you're not going to be sad. But if you drop your Miu Mini Plus, you're going to be sad because the screen's going to be busted. If it gets lost, you lose your handheld. If you just want an MP3 player, I would recommend buying just an MP3 player. But if you have a Miu Mini Plus and you want an MP3 player, you can just use your Miu Mini Plus as an MP3 player. Like, it'll work fine. The audio quality is pretty good. Again, other than the blip thing, which I don't know if it's just me. Schmertz said he was looking into it and see if there's any potential fix for it. If there is a problem, it could just be me though. But yeah, I thought that was neat. It's going to be a little bit hard to navigate songs when you're just pocketing the device. But if you're taking out and looking at it, it's going to be super easy. The downside is I'm used to like making tweaks, but for someone else who like finds this a little bit overwhelming, it's going to be a little bit hard tweaking settings to your liking and adding songs and making playlists because it's going to be a little bit obtuse for them. They might not like doing that or want to do that, which is understandable. So take it as you will, all right, fellas. In my opinion, I think it works pretty well. After rebinding the track buttons, most of my complaints were gone. The audio quality is surprisingly good on this. I haven't done any serious testing, but I think it sounds pretty darn good. I'm not an audiophile. I don't have good gear. So I'd be interested in seeing an actual audiophile with gear do testing and seeing how good the DAC is in this thing. And if it's actually comparable, then people might consider using this as a dedicated music playing device. Okay, that's gonna be it. This was a little bit rough because when I speak without a script, obviously I'm not gonna be as eloquent or concise. I might forget some things. But yeah, I try my best. That's gonna be it. That was episode 53 of the Ducky O'Brien Show. It's a little bit different. Let me know if you guys like this format better. It's a little bit more casual and it's a little bit more natural sounding. But yeah, I don't know. I like my recorded scripted guides because it's more concise and I could keep it very focused. Whereas this is, you know, off the cuff and I have to make sure that my mind is organized, which is very hard to do. If you want to give me feedback, if you just want to contact me for any reason, you can email me at duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. The email is duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. You can also drop by my blog, duckyobrien.com, and that should link everything that I make. All my guides, all my resources should be there. And that's going to be it. Thank you so much for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. Before I keep rambling, as always, hope you guys are staying safe and sane out there, and catch you guys next time.